All right. So my first question for you is, how did you come to work here at Downtown Books?
Well, I walked into this store, which was in its second year of business, a block from here, and the woman who was working there asked me if I wanted to buy it. I was a special ed major. I just taught school for 1 year. I'd never thought about owning a business or running a bookstore, although I'd love books and like to read. So she asked me that, and I laughed in her face. But then 4 months later, my teaching job had ended, and I walked back in and said, okay, because it was still available. So it was pretty happenstance.
Okay. At the time you started working at the bookstore, what would you say the overall feeling of bookstores was on the world? Like, what was a bookstore to?
Well, in Harrisonburg, there was a religious bookstore, and Dalton's had just opened at the mall at that time. So in Harrisonburg, it wasn't going great guns, but overall, it was, you know, bookstore presences were a lot stronger than they are now. I mean, with the whole Borders chain closing, and you know, all the independent stores struggling and disappearing. I would say the presence of bookstores was a lot stronger back then.
And then coming back to present day, you might have already touched on this, but how has the feeling of bookstores changed?
Well, I think people still think they're important. I mean, I have people come in here every week and say, oh, I'm so glad you're still here. It's so good to have a bookstore in town. You know, they might not necessarily buy anything or even be big readers, but I think people are comforted by the fact that there are still bookstores, you know, even though everything seems to be happening online anymore, including, you know, that's how a lot of people read their books now. So, you know, there are obviously a lot less bookstores, you know, brick-and-mortar stores than there were in the past. But there's still a lot of books being published, and I think, you know, maybe not as many people reading actual books, but I think people are still reading on Kindle and that.
Right. Do you think that, like, the frame of mind, like, reading a book is more important than reading, like, text off of a Kindle or a Nook or one of those?
Well, personally, having never done that, that's kind of hard to answer. Right. You know, I mean, my prejudice obviously would be towards an actual book.
Right.
I mean, there's a kind of a fleeting quality that, I mean, I read stuff online every day, you know, like the news and the various things, and there's kind of a fleeting quality to it more so than a book, which is, you know, an actual presence. And, you know, if it's there, you can go back to the passage you marked. Of course, you can do that electronically, too. But, yeah, for me personally, I just think books are, you know, they're more accessible and easier to get what you want out of them.
Right. Where do you see bookstores today in society, like, right now?
I think, you know, when the e-books first appeared, you know, everybody said, well, that's the end of bookstores. And I know with the, you know, CD stores, which have pretty much disappeared, and, you know, movie stores, rental stores, those are all pretty much gone. I don't think the demise of bookstores has happened quite as fast as happened with those two types of business. You know, obviously independent bookstores are pretty much dropping like flies. And like I say, Borders, which was, I think the third biggest chain, that went belly up a couple years ago. And even here in Harrisonburg, we almost lost our Barnes & Noble. I think they had some sort of lease dispute. And they almost closed that down. Or they announced they were closing it, but then they decided to keep it open. So it's a little more dicey than it was in the past. You know, I don't know if that's due solely to e-readers and e-books and Kindle, but that's probably a big part of it.
How would you say that bookstores, or this bookstore, has changed you as a person?
Well, it's kept me from having to get a job, which is good. I've been my own boss, which may or may not be a good thing. you know, I don't know. I mean, it's not like I was irresponsible before, but I'm responsible for everything that happens here. So I guess it's, you know, made me face the music and a lot of be responsible for a lot of things. Okay. You know, I've gotten to know the community pretty well through what people read, and now that we're just all used books, and I take in everything that comes in. I you know, it's like I'm almost an amateur psychologist. I get to figure out what people like and what they are like from the books they bring in. So, you know, I feel like I've gotten to know Harrisonburg maybe even better than I want to.
All right, so would you say that bookstores are becoming obsolete and a thing of the past, or do they still have a place in today's times?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because I joke with customers sometimes about how I'm going to convert the store into a museum. Because everything in here is obsolete to most people. The actual books are obsolete for people that have e-book readers or Kindle. The greeting cards and postcards are obsolete for people that use email all the time or Twitter or whatnot. The CDs, you know, most people just pluck music out of thin air on their electronic devices. The movies, you know, I have both DVDs and VHS, you know, and most people are getting those through Netflix now and online. So, you know, if you look at it that way, everything's already obsolete in here. But every section of the store has some pretty devout followers. I mean, I have people that come in here and buy cards only. They don't even look at the books. I have some people that come and browse the books and don't even realize I have other items in here. So, you know, I wouldn't say that that bookstores are going by the wayside, or this particular one isn't going by the wayside. But, you know, for the younger generations, you know, in all seriousness, a bookstore like this would be more like a museum. You know, I mean, I've had I put record albums out sometimes. People bring in boxes of those, and I've had people walk by, children that don't know what those are, and they don't know what a VHS tape is, just because they've never seen them before. So, I guess for that generation, some of this stuff is obsolete already.
Yeah. Well, was this bookstore a big thing when you first came to own it?
Not really. It was a block from here over on Court Square, and like I said, a JMU student and his wife started it. And I think he may have started it as some sort of business class project. And he just had some paperback books, magazine rack. He had gum and cigarettes and a pop machine. And they had just had a baby, and they had a playpen in the store. You know, it was kind of a it wasn't a big deal. You know, and it had just started, so it didn't have a big following yet.
Right. Do you see any progress with this bookstore, as in getting bigger or smaller over time?
Well, obviously, I've outgrown this space. Back when we stopped carrying new books about 6 or 7 years ago and went to all used, I started taking hardcover, which I never took before. I usually just took the small pocket-sized paperbacks, which is what my shelves are built for. And now that I'm taking used stuff and not selling new stuff, I take every used book that comes in, no matter what the size is. So, and obviously, I don't have the shelf space for the larger books, which explains some of the stacks of books sitting around. I think moving might be the kiss of death, because I've got a really good rent situation here, and I've been here so long that people know where the store is. But I could use some more room, but you know, I doubt if I'm going to move anywhere. I mean, the parking situation's great. I've got a whole double-decker parking deck right outside the door. And you know, downtown's pretty lively. Not really that lively retail-wise, but, you know, restaurant-wise, and foot traffic's pretty good. So, yeah, no, I don't have any plans to move. Although I would like to have more space. Or maybe less stock, right. One or the other.
What was the reason behind buying the bookstore? What was your whole...
Well, I was a special ed major, and I had just taught my first year of school, and it was the third year of a 3-year federally funded program where they took all the, it was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and they took all the behavior problem kids and put them in one class, which was my class, and we had this elaborate point system, and if they behaved for a certain period of time, we checked off. Anyway, it was a program that ended. So that job actually ended. And a buddy of mine from high school happened to come through town. I was over in Charlottesville then. And he said, let's move to North Carolina. There's this great record store that this guy's getting ready to sell, and I want to buy it, and I want you to help me run it. So we moved to North Carolina and waited 4 months, and the guy decided not to sell the store. And that was the 4-month span that occurred between the time I walked into this store and laughed in the woman's face when she asked me if I wanted to buy it. And then 4 months later, I guess the idea of owning a business kind of marinated in my brain, and I thought, well, why not give it a try? This record store is not going to work, and my teaching job isn't going to be renewed, although I could have probably found another teaching job. So, it was pretty happenstance. But, I always liked to read when I was a kid, and I hung out, and, my parents would, or my mother would drag me to the shopping center, and I'd just go straight to the bookstore and sit there and read books until they came and fetched me and took me home. So it seemed like a natural fit, although I had no business experience whatsoever other than balancing a checkbook. But, that seemed to make it work, even with those few skills.
What is your ambition to continue to work here? Is there like a reason? Or?
Well, I've been here so long that I can't imagine doing anything else. I doubt if I would be able to get hired. My computer skills are pretty minimal. And, physically, even though I'm a big guy, I don't think I could do much actual manual labor. I'm probably too old to teach school. So, I joke with people about, maybe I could become the greeter at Walmart, but now I found out they've eliminated that job. They don't even have that creepy old person at the door that when you walk into Walmart, says, hey, how you doing?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah, it was a sad day when I learned that, because that was my next job progression. But I would imagine, people come in and say, when are you going to retire? And then other people come in and they'll say, oh, this is the kind of job I'd like to have when I retire. So it may be that I've retired and just don't know it. And, my guess is I'll probably be here until something dire happens. Like, I run off the road trying to come to work one day and crash into a ditch and can't make it anymore. But, I can't imagine doing anything else.
Do you have any plans with the bookstore in upcoming years?
As far as changing it, about 10 years ago I thought, okay, there's too much stuff in here. I'm going to start clearing out. So, I've always put out stuff for free, but I started putting out more stuff for free. When people would call and say, I've got a bunch of used books, do you buy used books? I say, well, not really, we just pay a nickel a piece. And I thought that would stem the flow of books coming in. And, half the time people would just say, oh, that's okay, I don't want any money for them. I'm just trying to get rid of them. So, my plan was to kind of downsize and maybe streamline, but the exact opposite has happened. The store is just filled up, which is good. I used to worry about running out of books, but I never worry about that now. And I've got an overflow at home also. We've got a couple barns, and I've got 8 boxes of movies in one of the barns. And our dining room has quite a few boxes in it of books and cards. So I guess just to keep on trying to get rid of my merchandise is my big plan, which isn't much of a business plan, but as you know, I wasn't a business major, so.
With the new generation, why would you say we're steering away from, hardcover books?
Well, hardcover. I've never been a big fan of hardcover books because they're so big and bulky. And I mean, I used to read paperbacks, you know, the kind you can slip into your back pocket. Yeah. And I think if I was growing up now, I'd definitely probably be an e-reader, you know, because, you know, you have access to so many books. You don't have to, you know, look for them and then buy them. I mean, I guess you have to pay for some of them online, but a lot of them are free online. I don't have a fear, but I think people are probably reading less as far as books. You know, you read so much online, and none of it's books. You know, it's like the news of the day or whatever sites you like to go to with the gossip or, you know, sports or, you used to get that from magazines, which you had to buy, you know, 30, 40 years ago. I mean, there were magazines and books that were your two choices, but there are just so many more choices now that aren't books and that aren't e-books either, so. But like I say, the number of books published really doesn't seem to be decreasing any, so. In fact, you know, you can publish e-books yourself, even without an agent or a publisher. So, I don't know. I mean, the future is so hard to guess what's gonna happen next. I mean, somebody could invent something tomorrow, and everything now would be obsolete. So, it's a different world, but not in here. We're kind of stuck in the 20, 30 years ago, I guess.
What would you say the point of a book is anymore with all the audiobooks and technology is?
Well, a guy was in here yesterday talking about reading, and, you know, I said, well, you know, I'm a slow reader, and if I'm reading a book, you know, I stop paying attention, but I keep reading, I have to go back 2 or 3 pages. And he said something really interesting about how when he reads a book, it's like, you know, he has a movie almost going on in his head. He's got it all visualized, and it's very relaxing. I mean, reading a book, you know, in a quiet place, in a comfortable chair, is just a very relaxing thing to do. And you know, you gain knowledge from them. And even the ones that, like a Western, where you won't really gain that much knowledge, it's got entertainment value and you know, you can learn things from anything you read, so. But I think, you know, just relaxing with a good book is, you know, there's a lot to be said for that.
And then, finally, would you say that bookstores and books are still relevant and necessary for, like, the current and the new generation?
I would say that. Now, whether, you know, the current generation would say that is another thing. I mean, I've had groups of kids come in here, you know, and maybe 3 or 4, and 3 of them will be looking at their iPhones, and one of them might actually browse and buy something, but you know, the other ones don't even know what kind of store they're in for all purpose, you know, because they're just tied. I call it an electronic leash, but. I don't know. I mean, being in a college town, I get a lot of kids come in that seem interested in the books or the postcards or the, you know. So I don't think they're obsolete yet. There's still hope for the antiquated bookstores, but like I say, they're disappearing. I mean. So many people come in, people from out of town, and say, oh, our little bookstore went out of business, and we miss it so much. And some people come in, take a deep breath, and say, ah, I just like the smell of a bookstore. And, you know, I'll hear people walking by, and they'll say, oh, a bookstore, I love books. And, you know, I guess it generates some sort of feeling of, you know, needing to be there. I mean... You know, I guess I'm glad that there are bookstores. I mean, when I heard Barnes & Noble's closing, even though they're theoretically my competition, although not really, you know, that was pretty depressing news. But, you know, business is business, so. And nobody seems to be able to really predict what's gonna happen next.
Well, I thank you for your time.
Sure.